Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're still a few minutes away, and I've got the starting lineups. For the visiting Hanshin Tigers, Toritani will be leading off playing shortstop. Akahoshi bats second, playing center field. Sheets will be at first base, batting third. Kanemoto will be in left field, batting fourth. Imoka bats fifth, playing third base. Lin will be in right field, batting sixth. Yano behind the plate, batting seventh. Sekimoto, playing second base, bats eighth. And Esteban Yan, or Jiang, is on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers. For the Yokohama Bay Stars, here on a beautiful day in Yokohama, Nishi bats first, playing second base. Ishii Takedo plays short, batting second. Suzuki Takanori bats third, playing left field. Murata, third baseman, bats fourth. Fuduki, playing right, bats fifth. Kinjo, bats sixth, playing center field. Yoshimura, at first base, bats seventh. Aikawa is behind the plate, batting eighth. And his battery mate, Yoshimi, left-handed pitcher, will be on the mound for the Yokohama Bay Stars. So defensively, that puts Yoshimi on the mound, Aikawa behind the plate. Yoshimura at first, Nishi at second, Murata at third, Ishii at short, Suzuki-kun in left, Kinjo in center, and Fuduki in right. This is the versus right-handed batters lineup for Oya Kantoku. And I was at the game last night, as the Bay Stars and Miura shut out the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 4-0. Miura had his share of dangerous moments. The first inning, Hanshin had a couple of base runners. Second inning, Miura got out of a bases loaded jam. And after that, it was just smooth sailing. The Hanshin Tigers only had two hits through the first eight innings. Then they put together three hits in the ninth to load the bases, but Miura managed to get out of that jam as well for the complete game shutout. It was a beautiful night in Yokohama last night. I was at the game in... I had a long sleeve shirt on, but no jacket was necessary. It was just an absolute beautiful evening. Full moon in the sky over Yokohama Bay. Couldn't get any better than that, except maybe this afternoon. Sun out, shining over Yokohama Stadium. It is a gorgeous day in Yokohama. So Toritani steps up to the plate. Yoshimi comes set from the set position. His first offering is... just misses. Low and away, ball one. Looked like a good pitch to me. The second offering by Yoshimi. Called strike one on the inside corner. That one looked a little bit too inside to me, so I'm afraid I'm going to be disagreeing all day with this umpire's idea of what the strike zone is. The third offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Nishi up with the ball, throws to Yoshimura at first for the first out of the game. That'll bring up center fielder Akahoshi with one away here in the top of the first. Game got underway at 2:01. In the afternoon, Japan Standard Time. A first offering to Akahoshi in there for a called strike one over the inside part of the plate. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two quick strikes on Akahoshi. The third offering misses low and away, ball one. A waste pitch. A two-strike, one-ball pitch, swung on and lined left field in front of Suzuki-kun, base hit. So with one out, the Hanshin Tigers get a runner on board, and that'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Akahoshi reached out and slapped that ball the other way to left field. Sheet stands in, left-handed Yoshimi on the mound. Throw over to first base, Akahoshi back standing up. Sheet's batting .252 on the season, 2 home runs and 11 RBIs. Throw over to first base. This time Akahoshi dives back in. Akahoshi has 7 stolen bases on the season so far. First pitch to Sheets, misses up high, ball one. Akahoshi leads the Central League with 7 stolen bases. Three players are tied with 5. The second offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Sheets. One and one the count, one away, runner at first base. Ones are wild here in the first. Throw over to first, Akahoshi dives back in. The 1-1 offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Fuduki on the dead run makes the catch running straight toward the second base bag. It was a long run for Yoshimi, or for Fuduki in right field, but he managed to get to the ball. Looks Akahoshi back to first base. And we have 2 away. That'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto. Wind is blowing out tonight, or this afternoon rather. Throw over to first base, Akahoshi back standing up. Kanemoto batting .314, 7 home runs, 21 RBIs. First offering in there over the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering, when Akahoshi's running, ball was outside, Akahoshi slides in, tag safe! Stolen base for Akahoshi. Akahoshi had the throw beat. It was a good throw. Not exactly at his feet, but close enough. But he was already in before the ball got there. So Akahoshi has his eighth stolen base of the season. The 1-1 offering to Kanemoto. Slow curveball. Kanemoto waits on it and bloops the ball into center field. Akahoshi rounds third and he trots on home. The Hanshin Tigers take a 1-0 lead on a blooper to center field by Kanemoto. So after a rainout on Tuesday, a shutout last night, the Hanshin Tigers get on the board for the first time in Yokohama. That brings up third baseman Imaoka. The first offering down the middle for a called strike one. Imaoka batting 290. No home runs, 7 RBIs. The next offering in the dirt, blocked well by Aikawa. 1-1 the count to Imaoka. Hanshin Tigers batting in the top of the first. Have a runner at first base, one run in so far. Two away. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii up with the ball. Throws over to Nishi covering second. And the side is retired. But not before Kanemoto comes up with a bloop single, scoring Akahoshi from second. After half an inning of play, the Tigers are up 1-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hanshin Tigers defensively, John is on the mound, Yano behind the plate, Sheets at first base, Sekimoto at second, Imaoka at third, Toritani at short, Kanemoto in left, Akahoshi in center, and Lin in right. The Bay Stars will be sending up Nishi, Ishii Takano, and Suzuki Takanori. In other games, first pitch to Nishi down the middle for a called strike one. The Oryx Buffaloes leading the Cebu Lions by a score of 5-2. They're in the top of the third at Cebu's Goodwill Dome. The second offering misses inside and tight, or high and inside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Nippon Ham leads the Chibolote Marines 4-0 in the bottom or the top of the fourth at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. And SoftBank Hawks take a 3-1 lead over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in the bottom of the third at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. The fourth offering in the dirt. Appeal to the first base umpire says no. Nishi did not swing. Nishi over the last five games batting .550. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. Pitch way outside. Well, maybe not way outside. That'll bring up shortstop Ishii. And Hawks now take a 4-1 lead. Over Ducton. For some reason, the Hawks having a really hard time with Ducton this year. Tanaka beat the Hawks last night in Fukuoka. The first pitch to Ishii misses low and away. Ball one. Jung on the mound. Esteban Jung. The second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The third offering also misses outside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to Ishii. Ishii just a few hits away from Tatsunami. Next pitch, a freebie called strike one outside. Ishii just a few hits away behind Chunichi's Tatsunami in the current most hits category. And the next pitch misses outside, ball four. So Ishii draws a walk on five pitches. That'll bring up Suzuki Takanori. Ishii is one stolen base away from reaching the 350 mark in his career. The first offering to Suzuki misses inside, ball one. Suzuki batting .300 on the season, three home runs and eight RBIs. And this is the comeback player of the year for Yokohama. Next offering misses high and away, ball two. Oya Kantoku came back to the Bay Stars after, nine innings off? he built the winning Bay Stars in the late 1990s. Next pitch, swung on and lifted deep to the right field, going back at the wall. The ball is off the top of the fence. Ishii, round second, heads into third, and is stopped at third base as right fielder Lin bobbles the ball. Suzuki, a double off the top of the right field fence. That puts runners at second and third with one away here in the bottom of the first. Yokohama's answer to Hanshin scoring one in the top. That'll bring up Murata, batting .294. Three home runs so far this season. A first offering called strike up high, strike one. With runners in scoring position, Murata batting .360 with one home run and 17 RBIs. The next offering swung on and lifted to left field, one bound in front of Kanemoto. Ishii scores from third base. And we've got a tie ball game here in the bottom of the first. So cleanup Murata comes through with a line drive in front of the left fielder. That'll bring up right fielder Furuki. Gun takes a little too long. Suzuki also moved to third base on the single to left. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Suzuki batting 271 on the season. The next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Suzuki, left-handed batter, being used against right-handed pitchers. The next offering, way up high. Ball one. Yano had to jump for the ball to keep it from going to the backstop and possibly costing Hanshin a run there. The next offering in the dirt. Furuki holds up. That evens the count at 2-2. Runners at first and third, one away. BayStars batting in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1 tie. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Down comes set. 2-2 offering swung on, fouled off to the left side again. Count remains 2-2. Ducton comes up with a run in the top of the fourth inning and now trails 4-2. Behind the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks in Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Next offering swung on a miss, strike three. So that's the second strikeout for Jump. And the second out of the inning. That'll bring up center fielder Kinjo. Runners at the corners, two away now. 1-1 tie, Kinjo batting 227, one home run, three RBIs. A first offering misses inside, ball one. Kinjo, 16 hits shy of the 1,000 career mark right now. The next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Kanemoto over toward the line, has it in the sights, and makes the catch for out number three. But not before the BayStars match the Hanshin Tigers in the runs department. A one out base on balls, double bases to one out base on balls to Ishii, double by Suzuki, and single to left by Murata. Ties this ball game up at 1-1 after one. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers this inning will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Lin, Yano, and Sekimoto. Lin getting playing time with Hamanaka out with an injury. And that whole thread mentioning Lin's lack of playing time was brought up in Jim Allen's most recent Hot Corner column. Lin batting .346, two home runs and nine RBIs in very limited time of playing. He is definitely hot. The first pitch to Lin misses low and away, ball one. The second offering misses high and tight. Lin backing out of the way of that one. No strikes, two balls to count. The third offering misses high and tight, ball three. Curveball not curving in there. The fourth offering. That one's in there for a called strike one. Left-handed Yoshimi on the mound. Left-handed Lin at plate. One strike, three ball pitch. Just misses outside. Ball four. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Hanshin Tigers. And that'll bring up catcher Yano. Yano batting .213, no home runs, 11 RBIs. The first offering in the dirt, ball one. The second offering misses down low, ball two, and Yoshimi having trouble throwing strikes. Here in the second. The third pitch swung on and a comebacker past Yoshimi's glove over the second base bag into center field. Base hit. So after the base on balls, Yano singles. We have runners at first and second and nobody out here in the second inning. That'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. Infield meets on the mound to decide how to handle Sekimoto's at bat. Sekimoto will most likely be bunting all the way. And John, the pitcher, is on deck. Oya Kantoku relaxed in the first base dugout. Oya Kantoku is a kind of manager who trusts in his players to do what they need to do. It got him a lot of criticism from the Yokohama front office in the late 1990s, but he also made a very strong team. First pitch to Sekimoto, misses low and inside, ball one. Sekimoto not showing bunt. Over the last five games, Sekimoto batting .417. No home runs, no RBIs. The next offering swung on and lined through the left side, base hit. Lin holds at third base, and the bases are loaded. So a leadoff walk followed by a pair of singles loads the bases for the Hanshin Tigers with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. That brings up pitcher John. John. I have no idea if I'm saying that right. John, 2 for 7, a .286 average, no home runs and no RBIs. A big guy at the plate. A first offering, swung on a miss, strike one. That was a big swing. The Japanese announcers are comparing him to Barry Bonds. Infield drawn in for the Bay Stars. The second offering. One bounder to Aikawa. Taken for ball one. One and one the count to the Hanshin pitcher. The 1-1 offering in the dirt, blocked by Yano, keeps the ball in front of him. Yoshimi threw that ball a meter or so in front of the plate. And Saito, pitching coach, heads out to the mound to have a word. Looks like he's saying, what do you think you're doing? Just go out and throw the ball. The fourth offering down the middle for a called strike two. The 2-2 offering swung on a miss, strike three. So that's the first strikeout for Yoshimi this afternoon, and brings us back to the top of the order in Toritani. Toritani grounded out to second his first at bat. The first offering, right over the plate for a called strike one. batting .278 on the season, one home run and nine RBIs. Toditani, the new leadoff man for the Hanshin Tigers this year. A second offering. Umpire says he failed to check his swing. The home plate umpire does. Says Toditani went around on his check swing, so it's two quick strikes on Toditani. With runners in scoring position, batting .316, no home runs and eight RBIs. The next pitch called, strike three. Sunkyu Sunshin. Two-way now. And that'll bring up center fielder Akahoshi. Akahoshi lined a single to left his last at bat. Stole second and came around on Kanemoto's blooper to center. That accounted for the Tigers' run in the first. We're in the second inning right now. 1-1 tie. We've gone from bases loaded and nobody out to bases loaded and two out for the Tigers here in the top of the second. First pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Aikawa. Ball one. Lin, Yano, and Sekimoto on third, second, and first, respectively. The second offering just misses down low. Ball two. The third offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. One strike, two balls, the count to Akahoshi, the Tiger center fielder. Yoshimi shakes away two pitches, says yes to the third. The next offering swung on a grounder to the right side, but foul past the first base coach. Or to the first base coach, who picks it up. 2-2, now the count. Hanshin unable to capitalize on bases loaded last night. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded foul to the right side. Past the first base dugout. Eight of the nine stranded Tigers last night were stranded in the first, second, and ninth innings. A 2-2 offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Low and away, Akahoshi's arms not long enough to get it. And after loading the bases, Yoshimi strikes out the side. For the Hanshin Tigers, six up, three down, nobody in. Bases are stranded, loaded. At the end of one and a half, we're tied 1-1. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 1-1 tie going to the bottom of the second inning. Esteban Jung on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers. A 6'4", 230-pound Dominican? No, Venezuelan? Ah! It slips me now. The first offering to Yoshimura in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and lined to left center field. That ball's going back to the wall. It's off the wall in left center. Fielded by Kanemoto. The throw back into the infield, and Yoshimura slides into second well before the throw for a leadoff double off the left center field fence. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Pitcher Yoshimi on deck. A first pitch in there for a called strike one. Yes, John is Dominican. Aikawa batting 280, one home runs and seven RBIs. The next offering swung on and grounded through the right side. Base hit. Yoshimura rounds third and is held. The throw back to Sheets. Sheets takes it and tosses it to somebody covering first base. But Aikawa standing on first, not going anywhere. So back-to-back base hits, leadoff double and a single puts runners at first and third here in the bottom of the second inning. Now we'll see if the Bay Stars can do better than the Tigers did with their bases loaded and nobody out. First pitch high and tight, ball one to the pitcher. The second offering, down low, but swung on a miss, strike one. Yoshimi fooled on that pitch. The next offering, misses low and away, ball two. Yoshimi batting 667. And he's not showing bunt. Next offering misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. The next pitch just catches the outside corner according to the umpire. Full count. So John's Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to center field. That's going to be deep enough. Center fielder Akahoshi catches the ball. Yoshimura takes off from third base. The ball's cut off behind the pitcher's mound, and the Bay Stars take a 2-1 lead. Yoshimi helps himself with a sacrifice fly to center. Aikawa held at first base. That brings us to the top of the order in Nishi. The first offering down the middle for a called strike one. Nishii struck out swinging his first at bat. Batting 357, 4 home runs and 10 RBIs. The next offering swung on and lined over the second base bag. Past the jumping Sekimoto and into center field, base hit. That puts runners at first and second with one away. And Ishii Takedo coming to the plate. And that brings the pitching coach out of the dugout. The hunching dugout, that is. Kubo pitching coach through an interpreter having a word with John. Yano also contributing to the conversation, it appears. So Hanshin, in the top of the inning, loads the bases with nobody out and comes up empty. Yokohama leadoff double, single, sacrifice fly by Yoshimi. Takes the lead, 2-1. Now Nishii is single, keeping the hit parade going. First offering to Ishii, misses outside, ball one. It appears that Ishii and Taneda are platooning at second base right now. Taneda started the game last night. Next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Imaoka gives chase, but that ball is going into a sea of yellow on the left side, as there are a lot of Hanshin fans here at Yokohama Stadium. The 1-1 offering, taken down the middle. Ishii started to go for it, but decided against it, and that was a good pitch. Two strikes in a ball now. Ishii with runners in scoring position, 5 for 16, a 313 average, no home runs and 5 RBIs. Next pitch misses outside, ball 2. Count now even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. The Oryx Buffaloes take a 5-4 lead over the Cebu Lions in the bottom of the fourth inning at Cebu Goodwill Dome. Nippon Ham continues to lead the Chibolonte Marines at Chiba Marine Stadium 4-0. That in the bottom of the fifth inning now. And the Hawks have taken a 5-2 lead over Rakuten at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Hawks batting in the fifth. A 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side again. Count remains 2-2 to Ishii with runners at first and second and one away. Bay Stars batting in the second inning. In the top of the third, Hiroshima and Yakult are tied up 2-2. At Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. The 2-2 offering again. Misses high and away. Ball 3. Full count now. And Ishii is asking something of the umpire. Not exactly sure what he was complaining about, if anything. Next offering swung on and lined over Sekimoto into right field. Base hit. Aikawa held at third base as right fielder Lin comes up with the ball. And the bases are loaded. for the Yokohama Bay Stars here in the bottom of the second. Line drive just over the and out of the reach of second baseman Sekimoto into right field. That's the fourth hit this inning for the Bay Stars. And that'll bring up Suzuki Takanori. Batting 309, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs. The first offering misses inside and low, ball one. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Sekimoto up at the ball, shovels the ball to Toritani. The relay to first, not in time, safe, homin! Aikawa scores from third base as Hanshin is unable to turn two. So the Bay Stars take a 3-1 lead. So that'll bring up Murata. Takes first pitch from ball one. Second offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Lin coming over, but that ball is out of play into the stands. We have two away, runners at the corners. Two runs in so far for the Bay Stars. Capitalizing on their chance, where Hanshin has failed. The 1-1 offering over the outside part of the plate, strike two. The next offering misses inside, ball two. 2-2 the count. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball. Throws over to Sekimoto covering second for the force. And this side is retired. But not before the Bay Stars come up with two runs and take a 3-1 lead after two. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yoshimi on the mound for the Bay Stars, gotten into a couple jams and gotten out of them. The first batter who faced this inning is Sheets, and the first pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Second baseman Nishi going out with Kinjo creeping up behind him. It's Nishi making the catch for out number one. So one pitch, one away here in the third. That'll bring up Kanemoto. The first pitch to Kanemoto, slow curveball taken for ball one. Kanemoto waited the slow curveball out last time and blooped a single into center field, his last at bat. Next offering, curveball a little too tight for Kanemoto's liking. He backs out of the way of that one, taking it for ball two. A third offering just misses outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls. Matsunaka is homered, his eighth home run of the season, as the Hawks lead the Docton Golden Eagles 5-2. Next pitch is over there for a called strike one. One strike, three balls a count to Kanemoto. A fifth offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii sticks his glove out, the ball magically appears inside it. Throws across the diamond in time. Out number two. That ball got there fast on just one hop. Ishii working on reflex to get that one. That'll bring up third baseman, Imoka. Imoka grounded out to short his first at-bat. Or actually into a fielder's choice. Ending the first inning threat. The first pitch swung out and lifted to left field. Left fielder Suzuki trotting in. Makes the catch for out number three. So it's three up, three down for the Hanshin Tigers here in the third. After two and a half, the Bay Stars lead this one 3-1. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yokohama Bay Stars will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Fuduki, Kinjo, and Yoshimura to face John. John has thrown over 50 pitches in the first two innings. And Yoshimi in the third set the bar pretty high, throwing just 7, retiring the Tigers in order there in the top of this inning. The Hawks now lead 6-2 over the Lakuten Golden Eagles at Fukuoka Dome. The first offering to Furuki misses inside. Ball one. The next offering misses down low. 1-1 the count. Or no strikes, 2 balls the count. The third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls. The fourth offering swung on, fouled off Yano's mask. 2-2 the count. John working quickly here in the third inning. Shakes off a sign. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2 to Furuki. A 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off. The ball was low. Furuki just getting some wood on it, fouling it off the plate. The next offering fouled off and out of play again. The seventh pitch swung on and grounded up the middle, but right to Toritani, playing just left of the second base bag. Toritani throws across first base in plenty of time for out number one. That brings up Kinjo. Kinjo flew out to left his first at bat. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The next offering misses down low and away. Ball one. 1-1 the count. The next offering over the outside corner for a called strike two. 2 strikes and a ball. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Yan just getting the ball and throwing it. 2-2 offering misses high and away. Ball three, full count now to Kinjo. That's the third full count brought up by Jung. Next offering swung on and lifted deep to right field, going back, looking up, Haita! Home run! Kinjo, home run to right field. Puts the Bay Stars up 4-1. That Kinjo's second home run of the season. Quite a few behind Yamasaki's Pacific League leading, and all of MPB leading, 12 home runs, which Yamasaki hit earlier in the game against the Hawks. The first pitch to Yoshimi hits him in the small of the back. Yan doesn't tip his hat, and Yoshimura, rather, doesn't look too pleased. But he drops his bat and heads on to first base. Ooh, one more time. Seeing it. Ah. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. The first pitch to Aikawa misses high and tight. Ball one. Batting 289 on the season. One home run, seven RBIs. And Sheets comes over to have a word with him. To have a word with John, that is. Settle him down. John from the set position now. Second offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Over the last five games, Aikawa batting 467, 7 for 15. One reason why the Bay Stars are riding a four-game winning streak. Next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Lin moving towards center field, camps under the ball, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up pitcher Yoshimi. 2-0, runner at first base. One run in. Yoshimi, a sacrifice fly to center's first at bat. First pitch swinging and lines the ball over the second baseman into right field. Base hit. Yoshimi leading the pitchers in batting average. Whoa. That was a good stroke. So, runners at first and second now. 2-0, and we go to the top of the order in Nishi. Nishi batting 364. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. When the Bay Stars signed Nishi, you know, I really like Nishi. I liked him when he first joined the Giants. I thought that he was very un-Giant-like. Next offering swung on and grounded up the middle, but right to shortstop Toritani, who takes it to the bag himself for the final out of the inning. So the Bay Stars, a home run by Kinjo to right puts them up by a score of 4-1 after three. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at the final four-day weekend of Golden Week. Today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, then Saturday and Sunday. All off. And throughout NPB, it's all day games. a very family-friendly time of the year. All three Pacific League games started at 1 o'clock. Sabre Lions lead the Oryx Buffaloes 9-5 at Sabre Goodwill Dome in the 5th. Chibolote Marines trail the Hokkaido Nippon Fighters 0-4 in the 7th at Chiba Marine Stadium. And SoftBank leads Rakuten 6-3 in the 6th. Lin, Yano, and Sekimoto hitting here in the top of the 4th inning for the Hanshin Tigers as the Tigers trail by a score of 4-1. The first offering swung on and grounded to the right side past the first base coach. Strike one to Lin. In the Central League, the Chunichi Dragons trail the Yomiuri Giants 0-1 in the top of the 5th inning at Nagoya Dome. The second offering in the dirt outside, ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. And at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp trail the Tokyo Yakult Swallows by a score of 2-4. Yakult batting in the top of the 3rd. The next offering by Yoshimi misses down low, ball 3. Or ball 2, rather. One strike, two balls to count. Fourth offering, swung on a miss. Strike 2-2. A 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to first base. It's Yoshimura fielding the ball and taking it to the bag himself for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Yano. Yano batting 222, no home runs and 11 RBIs. First offering misses inside, ball one. Next offering swung on and grounded past a diving Ishii. Left of the second base bag and into center field, base hit. So Yano, 2-for-2 tonight, or this afternoon rather. I'm used to doing night games. That the 5th Hanshin hit of the afternoon. And that'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto had a base hit to left. His first at bat. That base hit in the second inning, loading the bases with nobody out for Hanshin. The following 7 batters were retired in order. First pitch misses high and away, ball one. The second offering, slow curveball, does not come over the plate according to the home plate umpire. Aikawa confirms that he called it a ball. The third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. So is Aikawa's appeal to the home plate umpire responsible for that call? Looked awful close to the same. Sekimoto taking a long time to step in, and Yoshimi steps off the rubber just as Sekimoto finally does step in. Next offering, swung on and lifted to left center field. It's a long run, and in between left fielder and center fielder, base hit. In fact, Sekimoto into second base before that ball comes back in. And Sekimoto has a one-out double. To left center field, Yano over to third base. So with one away, Hanshin Tigers have runners at second and third. But yesterday and today, they've had trouble getting runners any farther. That brings up John. John struck out swinging his first at bat, 2-for-8, 250 average. And he does have a good cut. First offering in the dirt, John holds up. No strikes and a ball. The second offering, John bunts the ball. It wasn't a squeeze. The runner at third base wasn't on the move. The ball bunted back behind home plate. And it really looked like a safety bunt. He was trying for a base hit there. He squared late, hoping to catch the defense off balance. .114. Next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Pitchers have actually had quite a bit to do with a number of games so far this season. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. But it doesn't look like John's going to be one of them this afternoon. Yoshimi, sacrifice fly and a single. That'll bring up Toritani. Batting .275, one home run, nine RBIs. Won the leadoff spot. Took that away from Akahoshi, as he simply excelled at that spot during spring training. And Okada Kantoku kept him there. First offering misses outside. Ball one. The second offering misses low and inside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Runners at second and third, two away. Hanshin batting in the top of the fourth inning, if you're just joining us. Yokohama leads this one by a score of 4-1. The third offering misses down low. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. A Runners at second and third. The fourth offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. First base is open. Akahoshi on deck. Akahoshi so far has singled and scored in the first. And struck out swinging to end the bases loaded threat in the second. Next offering misses high and in. Ball four. And that'll bring Saito pitching coach out. As that's the second walk given up by Yoshimi. He's thrown 66 pitches so far to 19 batters, given up 6 hits, struck out 4, walked 2, and has allowed just 1 run. Saito satisfied, heads back to the dugout as the Hanshin Tigers have the bases loaded again. Second time this afternoon. Akahoshi at the plate, batting 315, no home runs and 5 RBIs. His second bases loaded 2-out chance. The first offering, slow curveball in there for a called strike one. The next offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. So after walking Toritani on 5 pitches, comes right in there against Akahoshi with 2 quick strikes. Woods hits his 10th home run of the season to tie the game at Nagoya Dome. 1-1 Chunichi against the Yomiuri Giants. The third offering just misses low and away. Ball one. Yoshimi has struck out Toritani on 3 pitches in the second inning. Two strikes, one ball. They count. A fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball. Yoshimi comes set. The fifth offering swung on and grounded to the left side, or lined rather, to Murata, who snags the ball, and the side is retired. So Akahoshi lines out to third base to end the inning. The Hanshin Tigers, for the second time, threaten with bases loaded, and for the second time, come up empty. At the end of 3.5 now, Yokohama leads this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. John, still on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Ishii, Suzuki, and Murata. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 4-1. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. Ishii, 2,419 career hits, just two short of Chunichi's Tatsunami on the current playing list. And the next pitch is swung on and lined to left field, one bound in front of Kanemoto. Base hit. So Ishii is now one hit behind Tatsunami for the most hits by current players. And that'll bring up left fielder Suzuki Takanori. As I started saying earlier, Suzuki-kun, I thought his career was over about 6 years ago. After 1998-99, he was injured, really gone downhill. Throw over to first base, Ishii dives back in. It just didn't seem like Suzuki ever smiled again since 1998. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. One strike, no balls to count. The next offering catches the inside corner, called strike two. But Oya Kantoku coming back. That seems to what's gotten Suzuki-kun back together. And he's really doing well. Next pitch, low and away, ball one, two strikes, one ball. And the fourth offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Sekimoto underhands the ball to Toritani at second base for the force, and that's all they get. So we have one away, runner at first base, exchange. That'll bring up third baseman, Murata. Murata singled to left, singling in the first Yokohama run in the first, which tied the ball game up. Fouls the first pitch back off the umpire's chest protector. One strike. Murata then grounded out to the shortstop, or grounded into a fielder's choice to the shortstop, to end the second inning. Batting 299, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Next offering, over the inside part of the plate, strike two. One strike, no balls is what's being said. Was there a balk? The runner is at second base now. Next pitch is a ball. It's now one strike, one ball, and the runner is at second base. Next offering misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Akahoshi goes back, turns around at the last second, makes the catch. Four, out number two. Suzuki holds at second base. That brings up Fuduki, takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. Batting 260, two home runs and eight RBIs on the season. Next offering, misses outside. An appeal to the third base umpire says no, Fuduki did not swing. John turns around on the mound, chasing Suzuki back to second base. No throw. Next offering, catches the inside corner for a called strike one. One strike, two balls the count to Fuduki. The next offering swung on and lined over the second baseman into right field. Base hit. Suzuki round second, heads home. Homing. Bay Stars take a 5-1 lead. Every inning, the Bay Stars have put a run on the board. One in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and now one in the fourth. So that balk comes back to hurt John as Suzuki scores from second base. Two out, runner at first base now, and the batter is Kinjo. Kinjo takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Kinjo flew out to left and homered to right. His second home run of the year, four RBIs. Next offering misses outside. Ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. Throw over to first base. Fuduki dives back in. John may be large, but he can move. That was a good pickoff move. The next offering swung on, grounded to the right side, but right to Sekimoto, who fields the ball, throws to Sheets at first base, and the side is retired. So at the end of four complete now, the Bay Stars take a 5-1 lead. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. Sheets leads off, taking the first pitch for ball one. And I missed a strike, so it's 1-1. And the next offering swung on and grounded over the second base bag, past Ishii, but grabbed by Nishi behind the bag, but unable to throw to first. An infield base hit by Sheets. That'll bring up Kanemoto. With runner first, nobody out, takes first pitch inside for ball one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. The 1-1 offering fouled off the catcher. A check swing foul ball. Two strikes and a ball now the count. Kanemoto has 121 hits to reach the 2,000 mark and 30 home runs to reach 200. The fourth offering to Kanemoto misses just outside. Ball two. 2-2 the count. SoftBank now has a commanding 10-3 lead over Rakuten in the seventh inning at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Chibolote Marines trail the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 2-4 in the eighth inning at Chiba Marine Stadium. 2-2 offering, swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2 to Kanemoto. Seibu takes a 9-5 lead over Oryx now at Seibu Goodwill Dome, batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. In Hiroshima, the Yakult Swallows have taken a 4-2 lead over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. And Chunichi and the Giants are tied 1-1 in the sixth inning at Nagoya Dome. Here at Yokohama Stadium, it's a 5-1 lead that the Bay Stars hold in the top of the fifth inning. Runner at first, nobody out. 2-2 the count to Kanemoto. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to second base. Nishi up with the ball, throws to Ishii covering second for one. The relay to first, in time, 4-6. 3 double play. So with the leadoff runner on here in the fifth, he's cut down. Nobody on now. Third baseman Imoka coming up to the plate. And I think that the Tigers now have the wind knocked out of them. The first offering to Imoka misses outside, ball one. Imoka batting 284, no home runs and 7 RBIs on the season. Second offering, high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. third pitch to Imoka, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Strike one. The next offering swung on and lifted to right field, going all the way to the wall. Haita! Home run! Imoka! Opposite way, home run! His first home run of the season! All the way into the corner in right field. And after looking completely inept with runners on, it's with nobody on that Imoka comes through with a solo home run to bring the Tigers to within three. Now trailing by a score of 2-5. That'll bring up right fielder Lynn. The first offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Lynn so far today has walked and rounded out to first base, batting .340 on the season, 2 home runs and 9 RBIs. Lynn finally getting a chance with Hamanaka out injured. The next offering, slow curveball in the dirt, taken for ball one. 1-1 the count. The next offering swung on, grounded to Yoshimura at first base. Yoshimura bobbles the ball behind the first base bag, tosses underhand to Yoshimi covering, and the side is retired. So it's 4-3 down for the Hanshin Tigers, but that one was a solo home run to right field by Imoka, making this a 2-5 game. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, for the Yokohama Bay Stars hosting the Hanshin Tigers. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Bay Stars will be sending up numbers 7, 8, and 9 batters, Yoshimura, Aikawa, and Yoshimi. Saito pitching coach having a talk with Yoshimi in the first base dugout. So far, it's 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Hanshin Tigers. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Bay Stars. Bay Stars have made the most of their opportunities. Tigers have not. And that's the difference. The first offering to Yoshimura misses low and away, ball one. Yoshimura doubled off the left field fence and was hit by a pitch. 2 home runs, 14 RBIs on the season. Swings and fouls the next offering off to the left side past the third base coach. 1-1 the count. hey, that ball bounced up into the stands. As there's no netting blocking the stands, blocking the first and third base lines from view. The next offering called strike two. On the inside corner. The fourth offering, broken bat, grounded back past John. Shortstop Toritani fields the ball, on the run, throws, gets him at first base. A nice play by Toritani. Running in, fielding the ball, and throwing all in one motion. Just barely getting Yoshimura. Ooh, I don't know. After seeing the replay, I think he was safe. I thought he was out first time through, so we'll give it to the umpire. First pitch to Aikawa, misses high and away, ball one. Aikawa singled to right and flew out to right so far tonight, this afternoon. The second offering swung on and grounded to third base, fielded just foul of the third base bag. Aikawa not taking any chances, runs up the line. He'll come back with a 1-1 count. The 1-1 offering swung on and lined over the pitcher, over jumping Sekimoto into center field. Base hit. Aikawa 2-for-3 this afternoon. And that'll bring up the pitcher's spot, Yoshimi. Sacrifice fly and a single so far this afternoon. But it'll be Taneda coming up to pinch hit. Taneda batting 150, 3-for-20, no home runs and 3 RBIs. Takes first pitch in the dirt and outside. Ball one. Throw over to first base. Aikawa dives back in ahead of the throw. Next offering swung on and line just foul up the third base line. One and one the count. Hanshin Tigers fans imitating the Yokohama Bay Stars fans with the Taneda squat. It's kind of hard to explain. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. Taneda's batting stance is very odd, to say the least. I tried to photograph it when I was at the game yesterday, but I was at the wrong angle to really get it. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. One strike, 3 balls to count. I really need to get that. Actually, Deanna may have a shot of Taneda batting. I'll have to ask her. The next offering misses inside. Ball four. That puts runners at first and second. One away and brings out Kubo pitching coach. from the third base dugout. Okada Kantoka not moving, so John isn't done yet. He's thrown 101 pitches through 4 1/3 innings to 27 batters. Allowed 11 hits, struck out 2, walked 3, and so far has allowed 5 runs. Another coach in the third base dugout on the phone to the bullpen, making sure that somebody's up and throwing. Okay, John said his say. Kubo pitching coach heads back to the dugout with the interpreter. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Nishi. As I was saying earlier, I really didn't expect much out of Nishi, no matter how much I liked him. As a Giant, I thought he was just a great all-around guts player. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. But he hasn't had much playing time the last few years. He and Hada Kantoku didn't get along at all, which accounted a great deal for him being benched a great deal last year and during Hada's first stint. Next pitch, swung on and lifted up to the right side. Infield fly rule is being called as Sekimoto camps under the ball and makes the catch for out number 2. While Nishi hasn't really done much this afternoon, he has over the past couple of weeks. He's really impressed me, and he's really turned out to be a good acquisition. Okada Kantoku coming out of the third base dugout now, and we've got a pitching change. So while we wait for the next pitcher to come on, let's go over the scoring. In the first inning, the Hanshin Tigers with one out. Akahoshi singled to left, stole second base, and was brought around by a bloop single by Kanemoto one out later to make this to put the Tigers up 1-0 in the first. In the bottom of the first, though, with one away, Ishii drew a base on balls, Suzuki doubled off the right field fence, and Murata drove Ishii in from third with a single to left. The Hanshin Tigers in the second, a leadoff base on balls to Lin, moved over to second base on Yano's single up the middle, and Sekimoto singled to left to load the bases with nobody out. Yet Yoshimi bared down, struck out John swinging, struck out Toritani on 3 pitches looking, and struck out Akahoshi to strand the bases loaded for the Tigers in the second. In the second for the Bay Stars, leadoff double off the left field wall by Yoshimura. He was brought over to third base on a single to right by Aikawa, and pitcher Yoshimi helped his cause with a sacrifice fly to center, putting the Bay Stars up 2-1. But that was not all. A single by Nishi to center, followed by a single to right by Ishii, loaded the bases, and Suzuki grounded into a fielder's choice at second base to drive in the second run of the inning, the third Bay Star run, to put Yokohama up by a score of 3-1. Hanshin went down quietly in the third inning, 3 up, 3 down, and the Bay Stars scored one on Kinjo's solo home run in the bottom of the third to go up 4-1. In the fifth inning, Bay Stars added one more. Or in the fourth inning, rather, Bay Stars added one more. On a single by Ishii, a balk to move him to second. Or, no, Ishii was erased on fielder's choice by Suzuki. And Egusa is on the mound right now, pitching to Ishii Takedo. First pitch by Egusa misses low and away. Ball one. Next offering misses low and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. In the fourth inning, Suzuki reached first on a fielder's choice, was balked to second base, and Fuduki singled him home. Next offering in there for a called strike one. And that put the Bay Stars up 5-1. In the fifth inning, top of the fifth, Hanshin countered with a solo home run by Imaoka to make it 5-2, and that's where we stand here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ishii fouls the next pitch off and out of play to the left side, 2-2 the count. We've got two away, runners at first and second. Next offering swung on line past the third base coach. Count remains 2-2. Bay Stars leading 5-2. 2-2, two down, two on in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-2 offering misses just inside. Ball three. Egusa, the second pitcher of record for the Hanshin Tigers, on the mound. Relying on John. 4 2/3 innings, 103 pitches, 11 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit batsman. Next offering swung on a grounder to the right side and threw into right field, base hit. Aikawa rounds third. He comes home. Homing. The Bay Stars lead 6-2. And the Bay Stars now have a run in every inning. 2 in the second. So Ishii Takedo, Moda Show, 3-for-4, or 3-for-3 rather, and a base on balls. That'll bring up Suzuki-kun. Runners at the corners. Taneda moved to third base on the single to right. Suzuki batting 301, 3 home runs and 9 RBIs. Yokohama regaining that 4-run lead. The run there charged to Jun. Suzuki takes the next pitch for a called strike 2. So 2 quick strikes on Suzuki. Next offering misses outside. Ball one. 2 strikes in the ball. The next offering, Mrs. Low and Away, ball two. 2-2 now the count. Suzuki Takanori resurrected. As Oya Kantoku returns to the skipper seat for the Bay Stars. 2-2 offering, Mrs. Low and Away, ball three. Second batter out of two that Egusa goes full count to. As we pass the 2-hour mark here at Yokohama Stadium. And the bottom of the fifth. Shobu pitch called, strike three. So Suzuki-kun goes down looking to retire the side, but not before the Bay Stars add one more. After five complete now, Bay Stars take a 6-2 lead.
ライト吉村背番号7。
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The bottom of the order for the Hanshin Tigers will be coming up. Yano, Sekimoto, and the pitcher spot. It's Ushida coming in to pitch for the Bay Stars, and Ushida's first offering misses down low. Ball one. Ushida has thrown in 5 games, 2 wins, no losses, no saves, and a 0.00 ERA. Next offering misses just inside. Ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to count. Yano 2 for 2 so far this afternoon. A pair of singles to center. The third offering by Ushida in there for a called strike one. And the fourth pitch swung on a miss, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering misses inside. Ball three. Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul past the first base coach. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Yano goes down swinging to lead off the Tigers' half of the sixth inning. And that'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto, 2 for 2, single to left and a double to left center. Batting 254 now. The first offering to Sekimoto, slow curveball in there for a called strike one. Big sweeping curveball. The second offering just misses outside, ball one, 1-1. Hanshin single runs in the first and fifth innings. Yokohama 1 run in the first, 2 runs in the second, and 1 run in each of the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Next offering swung on, fouled off the umpire. 2 strikes and a ball. Ushida comes pitching from the stretch, despite nobody being on. Next pitch, misses just low and inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Yoshimura calls for the ball, waits for it, and makes the catch right next to the first base bag for out number two. That was in fair territory. And this will bring up the pitcher spot. And it's pinch hitter Katsuragi, batting in the 100s. Takes the first offering outside for ball one. The second pitch in there for a called strike one up high. Lotte blowing out the Buffaloes, 15-6 now at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next offering swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes and a ball. That game in the... Oh, that's Cebu, not Lotte. That game in the bottom of the seventh inning at Cebu Goodwill Dome. Next offering misses down low. An appeal to the third base umpire says no, Katsuragi did not swing. Lotte trailing Nippon Ham, 2-6. And SoftBank now annihilating the Eagles, 11-3 that game in the top of the ninth. The 2-2 offering swung on and lifted back behind the plate. Aikawa giving chase, but that ball goes up into the stands over the back netting. Chunichi and Yomiuri still tied 1-1 in the 7th at Nagoya Dome. And Yakult continues to lead Hiroshima 4-2 at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Next offering, called strike 3 looking. 3 up, 3 down for the Tigers here in the 6th. After 5.5 now, Yokohama continues to lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nomi comes in to pitch for the Hanshin Tigers. Nomi being knocked out of the game after throwing three innings against Hiroshima last week, or just a few days ago, in fact. In five games, one win, three losses, 5.00 ERA. He faces Murata, leading off with a ball low. No strikes and a ball. Murata will be followed by Furuki and Kinjo. Next offering, swung on grounder to the right side. Nomi makes an effort to get to the ball, doesn't. Ball rolls onto the second baseman, Sekimoto, who fields the ball and throws Murata out at first base. So, one away. And that'll bring up right fielder Furuki. The first offering misses inside, almost hits his knee. Ball one. Furuki batting .275, two home runs, nine RBIs. Next offering in the dirt. Ball bounces out of Yano's glove and rolls toward the first base dugout. No strikes, two balls to Furuki. The third offering misses low and away. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. Furuki struck out swinging, grounded to short, and singled in a run in the fourth. Next offering called strike one on the outside corner and low. The fifth pitch. Swung on and lined to left field. That ball's going to be trouble. Off the wall. Kanemoto fields the ball off the wall as Furuki heads into second base, sliding without a throw. One out double. Here in the bottom of the sixth. So already the Bay Stars have a runner in scoring position. And that'll bring up center fielder Kinjo. Kinjo flied out to left, homered to right, and rounded out to second. So far this afternoon. The first offering misses low and in. Ball one. Batting .231 on the season, two home runs, four RBIs. That home run in the third, his second of the season. A second offering down the middle for a called strike one. One and one, one away, runner at second base. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Big uppercut there on the inside pitch. Two strikes and a ball to Kinjo. The next offering, low and away, Kinjo reaches out and gets a piece of it, fouling it off to the third base side. Managing to pull that low and away pitch. Kinjo, a switch hitter, batting right-handed against the left-handed Nomi. Nomi comes set. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the third base side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Next pitch, low and away. Appeal to the first base umpire says no, Kinjo did not go around. That evens the count at 2-2. I don't know. I kind of thought Kinjo did go around myself. Let's see what Kinjo does with that new life. 2-2 the count. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Sekimoto up with the ball. Only play is to first base. As Furuki heads to third. So we now have two away, runner at third base. And first baseman Yoshimura coming up to the plate. Yoshimura, a double to lead off the second inning, came around to score. He was hit by a pitch right after Kinjo's home run and grounded out to short. The first offering in the dirt, blocked well by Yano, keeping the ball in front of him. Ball one. The second offering misses high and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Third offering, swung on a miss. Strike one. Those of you just joining us, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning at Yokohama Stadium. Baystars leading by a score of 6-2 over the Hanshin Tigers. Next offering, misses down low. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Baystars have at least one run in every inning of the first five innings. Looking to add one in the sixth with a runner at third base and two away. Next pitch, misses low and away. Ball four. So Yoshimura draws a base on balls, putting runners at the corners, and two outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, that'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Aikawa, 2-for-3 tonight, or this afternoon. I just keep saying tonight, don't I? Aikawa, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Batting .295, one home run and seven RBIs on the season. The one home run, a grand slam. First pitch to Aikawa, misses low and away, ball one. With Runners in scoring position, Aikawa and Nishi are tied for 5th place in the Central League with a 368 batting average. Got a runner on 3rd base now. Second offering, swung on and lifted to right field, or not even right field, just the outskirts of the infield dirt. And it's Sekimoto calling for it and making the catch for out number 3. So, for the first time this afternoon, the Bay Stars finish an inning without a run. And after 6 complete, lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the Tigers' Lucky 7. They'll be sending up the top of the order in Toritani, Akahoshi, and Sheets. We're at the last weekend of Golden Week. Thursday, Friday, today and tomorrow, as well as Saturday and Sunday, holidays. And we have a load of day games in NPB. Very family-friendly weekend as we come up to Children's Day on Saturday. Toritani! 0-2 with a base on balls so far this afternoon. Ushida on the mound for his second inning of work. First pitch to Toritani, lined into right field. One bound, two bound, base hit. So one pitch, and the Tigers have a base runner. Here in the top of the 7th inning, trailing by 4, 6-2. That'll bring up center fielder Akahoshi. Ishitakudo has a short word with Ishida on the mound. Akahoshi batting 311, no home runs, 5 RBIs. One for three this afternoon, single in the second, struck out swinging, and lined to the third baseman. Takes first pitch just outside, ball one. Showing bunt. Hanshin only has laid down 15 bunts, sacrifice bunts on the season, the least of all the Central League teams. The second offering misses down low, ball two. With runners on, Akahoshi batting 361, without any runners, batting 275. good reason to move him to the number two slot from the number one slot. Next offering, bunted foul up the third baseline. This was not an attempted sacrifice bunt. This was an attempt for a base hit. He squared at the last second. Murata playing up just a little bit closer to home plate than even with the third base bag. Next offering, swung on in line, past Ushida and into center field, base hit. So the Tigers get their first two runners aboard here in the seventh. They've been extremely inept in scoring runners this way, both last night and this afternoon. Stranded two base runners in the first last night, stranded the bases loaded in the second, and stranded the bases loaded in the ninth against Miura last night. I was fortunate enough to be at that game, as Miura shut out the Tigers. That'll bring up Sheets with runners at first and second and nobody out, batting .254, two home runs and 11 RBIs. The first offering to Sheets, in there for a called strike one. With runners in scoring position, Sheets batting .314. Second offering, misses up high. Ball one, 1-1 the count. That was .314 with runners in scoring position. One home run and 10 RBIs. Next offering, down the middle for a called strike two. Slightly on the inside part of the plate. Not quite down the middle. Sheets calls times as Ushida is taking a little bit too long. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Sheets is having a word with the home plate umpire. He doesn't look satisfied with one of his calls. But that last one was a swing and a miss. And Sheets goes down swinging for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto. Kanemoto, 1-for-3, and grounded into a double play. The first offering, misses high and away, ball one. Kanemoto, 7 home runs, puts him ranked 4th in the league. The next offering to Kanemoto misses high and away. Ball two, no strikes, two balls to count. For Kanemoto, he started off this season, so the first 14 games had 6 home runs, and it took an awful long time to get that 7th. The third offering, that one catches the outside corner, strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls to count. Kanemoto ranked 4th in RBIs in the Central League. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike 2. 2-2 now the count to Kanemoto with one away, runners at first and second. Hanshin batting in the top of the 7th inning, trailing 6-2. In the Pacific League, we have a final at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks defeated the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 11-4. The 2-2 offering misses up high, ball 3. 2 strikes, 3 balls, full count. The Pacific League games today all started at 1 o'clock. Central League games all started at 2 o'clock. A family-friendly baseball weekend. The Shobu pitch misses low and away. Ball 4. Kanemoto draws the base on balls, and the bases are loaded. And that brings Saito pitching coach and Oya Kantoku out of the first base dugout. That's it for Ushida. So while we get a new pitcher, enjoy the ON music.
Number 27.
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kizuka comes in to pitch for the Yokohama Bay Stars. He hasn't given up a run in the last five games he's pitched in. Coming in with the bases loaded and one out in the Tigers' half of their lucky seven. And speaking of seven, it's number seven, Imaoka, coming up to the plate. Imaoka, so far tonight, grounded into a fielder's choice to short, flew out to left, and homered to right. Full count hasn't really meant much for Hanshin in this Yokohama stand. Batting 291, one home run, eight RBIs. The home run he hit in the fifth inning, his first of the year. First pitch by Kizuka, misses inside. Ball one. Imaoka, 2-for-4 with the bases loaded. Next pitch, down the middle at the knees, called strike one. The 1-1 offering. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. As we get into relief pitchers, the game's pace seriously slows down. John was just throwing the ball. He'd get it and throw it. But Ushida and Kizuka seem to really be taking their time. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. Imaoka, unable to hold up on an outside pitch, goes down swinging for out number two. That'll bring up Min. Min drew a base on balls, grounded out to first, twice. And that's it for Kizuka. Kizuka jogs into the Bay Stars dugout, gets high fives all around. He was 1 point relief. For Imaoka. And that'll bring in Nasuno for the Bay Stars. And we'll take another break. Hey! Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nasuno comes in to pitch for the Yokohama Bay Stars, the fourth pitcher for the Stars this afternoon. Punching batting in the seventh inning. Pinch hitter. No. Not a pinch hitter. That's Lynn. Lynn up to bat for the Hanshin Tigers. And he swings at the first pitch. Grabs the ball up the middle. Base hit. One run in. And two runs in. Two run single up the middle on the first pitch for Lynn. And the Tigers finally managed to drive a runner in. After loading the bases, and the Bay Stars lead is cut down to 2-6-4. That'll bring up Yano. Yano batting 227, no home runs and 11 RBIs, 2 for 3 this afternoon. Two out, runners at first and second now. Go ahead run now at the plate. Hanshin fans get their first taste of scoring. Well, they did score in the first. And the solo home run in the fifth. First pitch to Yano, misses low and away. Ball one. With runners in scoring position, batting 333. 8 for 24, no home runs and 11 RBIs. The next offering catches the inside corner, strike one. A 1-1 offering down the middle, well, just over the outside part of the plate, called strike two. Good pitch by Nasuno. Next offering, swung on and grounded up the middle, over the pitcher's head. Nishi fields the ball, throws to second base, gets him at second. A fine play by Nishi going toward left field, fields the ball, and jumping in the air, throws to Ishii covering second base. Going the other way to get the out. An excellent play by Nishi to end the innings. But not before the Hanshin Tigers add two to make this a 4-6 ball game. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. All three games in the Pacific League are done. Cebu defeated Oryx 15-6 at Cebu Goodwill Dome. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters defeated Chiba Lotte Marines 8-2 at Chiba Marine Stadium. And SoftBank Hawks down the Toho Kuretin Golden Eagles 11-4 at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. The Hiroshima Carp, Maeda, three-run home run, turns that game around, putting the Carp up 5-4. Now in the seventh inning. And the Giants take a 5-1 lead at Nagoya Dome over the Chunichi Dragons. A loss by the Giants and win by the Bay Stars will put the Bay Stars in first place. Unfamiliar territory to them for the last 8 years or so. It's Saiki leading off for the pitcher, batting 385, no home runs, 7 RBIs. The next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 1-1 the count. And Kubota is on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers now. The next offering swung on in line deep to right field, but not deep enough. Right fielder Lin at the warning track pulls it in for out number one. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Nishi. Nishi 1-4 this afternoon. Batting 356, 4 home runs and 10 RBIs, responsible for that big play that ended the Tigers' threat in the 7th. Takes first pitch low and away, ball 1. Over the last 5 games, 11-20, a 550 average, 1 home run and 3 RBIs. Next offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate. Belt high. Strike 1, 1-1 the count. At the end of play yesterday, Nishi was ranked third in batting average. Next offering swung on and lifted to shallow right center. Second baseman Sekimoto going back and running for it in the last second toward right field, makes the catch for out number two. Looked like Sekimoto might have called for the ball a little early. That'll bring up Ishii Takedo. Ishii, his first Moda show of the year. That is, when you get three hits in a game. Takes first pitch outside. Ball one, 3-for-3, and a base on balls. The second offering swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. The 1-1 offering misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The fourth offering, a check swing, fouled off to the left side, into the stands. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Two offerings swung on, grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball, throws across the diamond to Sheets in time for out number three. And it's 3-up, 3-down for the Bay Stars here in the seventh. And that's the first time that's happened this game. So after seven complete, the Bay Stars now lead this one by a score of 6-4. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the eighth inning. Yokohama leading 6-4. The Hanshin Tigers will be sending up Sekimoto, the pitcher spot, then back to the top of the order in Toritani. Junichi has come back with a run and trailed the Giants 2-5 at Nagoya Dome. Hiroshima a 5-4 lead over your Colts after Maeda hit a 3-run home run, turning that game around. Pocello on the mound for the Bay Stars. He's appeared in 12 games, 1 win, no losses, 2 saves, and a 1.59 ERA. And Pocello is another one of these pitchers who can bat. Pocello finishes his warm-up pitches. Over the last 5 games, Pocello a 2.35 ERA. No wins, no losses, 2 saves. Has given up just 2 runs over that time. Sekimoto leads off, batting 250. No home runs and 3 RBIs. The first pitch misses high, ball one. The next offering misses down low and inside. Ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. The next offering down the middle, just over the knees, called strike one. The fourth offering, swung on, fouled off the umpire, almost takes his mask off, knocked his mask sideways. That thing may be padded, but it still hurts. 2-2 the count to Sekimoto. Swung on and fouled off Sekimoto's left foot. Sekimoto walks it off. Count remains 2-2. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. The Bay Stars defense looked a little confused there. Yoshimura was going over to play the ball, but Nishi called him off. Pocello was running over to cover as Yoshimura was trying to hustle back to the bag. Fortunately, Pocello got there in time to take the ball from Nishi for out number one. So that brings up Fujimoto, batting 276, no home runs and 1 RBI. Pinch hitting for the pitcher. Takes first pitch for ball one. Second offering misses ball two. The third pitch, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls to count. The fourth offering, swung on and lined up the middle, base hit. One bound to Shinjo in center. So the Tigers get another base runner on, and that brings us to the top of the order in Toritani. That was the Tigers' 12th hit of the afternoon. Oh, Toritani has one of those hits. Led off the seventh with a base hit. The first pitch swung on, grounded to Ishii at short. Ishii drops the ball, recovers it, tosses to Nishi at second base in time, but Nishi also drops the ball. Picks it up, drops it again. Nobody can get their handle on the ball. I think that one goes error six. He had it, he bobbled it, he still had the force out, and Nishi bobbled it. Or does the error go to Nishi for dropping it when they still had the chance? Ooh, that's a tough one to call. Saito pitching coach comes out, tells Hosello not to worry about it. Runners at first and second, one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Tying run now at first base. Go ahead run at the plate in the form of Akahoshi. Akahoshi, one or two for four this afternoon. Single, strikeout, ground out to third, and singled. Batting 319 now. The first offering misses down low. Ball one. Osello starts off by throwing balls to everybody. The second offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Sekimoto and Fujimoto went ball, strike. Next offering swung on and fouled off the right side. In, has a sign, come set. Next offering, misses high and away, ball three. One strike, three balls the count. To Akahoshi, runners at first and second, one away. Tigers batting in the top of the eighth, trailing 4-6. A fifth pitch, misses high and away, ball four, bases are loaded. That'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Sheets is 1-4-4 this afternoon. Blew out to right, popped out to second baseman, singled up the middle, or for an infield hit, and struck out swinging. batting 252, 2 home runs and 11 RBIs. First pitch, misses inside, ball one. Bonchin with yet another bases loaded chance. A second offering. Just misses inside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. The next offering misses inside. Ball three. There's nowhere to put him. Base is loaded. One away. Does Sheets have the green light? No strikes, three balls. A fourth offering. Ball four low. Walked in the run. And we've got ourselves a one-run ball game. Sheets walks on four pitches. And that error hurt. That'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto, number four batter. With the bases loaded, batting 314, 7 home runs, 22 RBIs. The first offering in there for a called strike one down the middle. That's where he needs to throw him. Going into this game, Kanemoto ranked fourth in RBIs. Takes the next pitch at the knees, called strike two. So after four straight balls to Sheets, Hosello comes in at Kanemoto for two quick strikes. The third pitch, ooh, just misses somewhere, I don't know, we'll say outside. That looked like a good pitch. Kanemoto grounded into a double play in the fifth inning. Next offering, swung on, lifted to left field, left center field. This ball is deep enough, it'll score. Toritani from third, home in. We've got ourselves a tie ball game. Kanemoto flies out to the left fielder in left center field for out number two, but it's a sacrifice fly tying up this ball game. Hanshin finally able to capitalize on their base runners. Yoshimi's win goes poof. And next up is third baseman Imaoka. First pitch swung on, grounded to the left side. Ishii has it, throws to Nishi at second. Both able to hold on to the ball. and the side is retired. But not before the Hanshin Tigers tie this ball game up with two runs, and after 7.5, we're tied up at 6-6. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hanshin Tigers, it's Jeff Williams, the J in the JFK. We'd already seen K, Kubota. Coming in to pitch. Williams has appeared in 10 games, has 1 win, no losses, and a 0.00 ERA. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Suzuki, Murata, and Furuki. A first pitch to Suzuki, swung on, fouled off to the left side. Just past the photo box. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side of second base, but right to Toritani, who throws cross the diamond for out number one. That'll bring up Murata, number four batter. Batting 292, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. The first pitch to Murata, misses up high, ball one. Second offering, swung on a miss. That evens the count at 1-1. We're in the eighth inning. Tie ball game, 6-6. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike two. Williams from the set position. Fourth offering. Swung on and lifted to right field. That ball's deep. If it's fair, it's gone. Haita! Home run! Murata's fourth home run! Putting the Bay Stars up 7-6 here in the eighth inning. Kachikoshi home run by Murata! His fourth home run of the year. And the Giants take a 7-6 lead here in the eighth. Banzai, 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 shouts the crowd. That'll bring up Furuki. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds it to the right side. Sekimoto up with the ball on a big bound. Throws first in time, two away. So that'll bring up center fielder Kinjo. First offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball, throws from deep in the hole in time. And the side is retired, but not before Murata thrills this sellout crowd with a home run to right field, putting the Bay Stars up 7-6 after 8 complete.
6-5.
Oh,
描いたこの一打。
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Croon, max 161 kilometers per hour, man. Done it three times. Only person in Nippon professional or Japan professional baseball history to surpass 160 or 100 miles per hour mark. Takes the mound to close for the Bay Stars. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Lin, Yano, and Sekimoto, here in the ninth. The first offering to Lin, swung on a miss, strike one. 142 kilometers per hour. Looked like Lin was out ahead of that one. Broom from the set position. A second offering. 143 kilometers per hour. Misses just inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Lin, so far this afternoon, has drawn a base on balls, grounded out to first twice, and singled up the middle for a 2-RBI single. The next offering, in the dirt, swung on a missed. Strike two. Or maybe a one-bounder off the plate, not necessarily in the dirt. A fourth pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. A fifth offering in the dirt. Taken for ball two. 2-2 the count. Croon just throwing in the low 140s so far this afternoon. We've been going 3.5 hours now. Two offering. Swung on, broken bat, grounded to second base. Nishi up with the ball, throws first in time, one away. That'll bring up catcher Yano. Ball went to second, the piece of the bat went off toward in between the first base coach and first base. Nagoya Dome. Chunichi Dragons have tied the Giants. Batting in the ninth, 5-5. First pitch misses high and away, ball one. Next offering, swing and a miss. Strike 156 kilometers per hour. The next offering, swung on a miss. Strike two, 155 kph. Up high over the plate. Two strikes and a ball. The next pitch, in the dirt, swung on and missed. Strike three. Aikawa touches Yano out. And that's two outs. That'll bring up Sekimoto. So Crow threw in the 140s to Lynn, but went after Yano in the mid-150s. Sekimoto, 2-for-4 this afternoon. Swinging at the first pitch, fouls it off to the right side. Past first base coach. Strike one. The second offering misses just inside. 141 kilometer per hour fork. And the Dragons have come from behind to defeat the Giants. Next offering misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Next offering. Called strike two on the outside corner. 2-2 now the count. The Bay Stars are one pitch away from being in first place for the first time in 3 years. The 2-2 offering swung on and lifted back over the backstop. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Murata, up with the ball, throws across the diamond. In time, the Bay Stars are in first place in the Central League. For Golden Week, the Bay Stars now have a 5-game winning streak going. And they take first place for the first time in 3 years. It seems like it's been so much longer for this Bay Stars fan. So, finals for the game for the Bay Star, or for the Hanshin Tigers. 6 runs on 12 hits, no errors. For the Bay Stars, 7 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this afternoon, live and via podcast. Pro Yaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Mike Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.